That's good. That was a bit of an awkward, dark start. In the future, Pete, turn the lights on before I come on stage. Though if I would have ended up sitting in the front row, that would have been kind of hilarious. You know, break an arm. Pete Townsend my way through it. Good times. So I've begun this habit of bringing books onto stage. People give me interesting books, and I buy some too. And, you know, I look through during the day and I find interesting passages to share with people. Last night I was in Calgary and, it's 2.5 hours away, really. You know, perpetually at war, is that it? With Calgary? What does that make Red Deer then? The front lines? With, so last night, I forgot to bring a particular book onto stage. I was actually making a comment that I thought that, given some of the things that George Bush has said in the last couple days, that he had invaded a country on another planet. Because some of the things he's saying really just aren't ringing true. And someone in the audience got rather upset at that assertion, or that I had said that, and said that that was just my opinion. Perhaps there's a comedy network that I've been watching that has fake news. And things are great there. But the book that I forgot to bring was How to Talk to a Liberal, If You Must, by Ann Coulter. Has she ever visited your university, though?
No.
Have you guys ever paid her exorbitant amount of money to talk shit? It's interesting. I was flipping through this today, and you can really speed read this book. It's that kind of book. And I found in chapter 16, which is entitled, What You Could Have Read If You Lived in a Free Country. And yes, she is referring to the United States. She says, take heart, young right-wingers. Just a few short years ago, I was nearly living in a box under the Brooklyn Bridge. For more than a decade, virtually no one would publish me. Even after actively soliciting articles from me, magazine editors always decided they were more interested in publishing conservatives in the abstract than in reality. And I find that absolutely hilarious, considering that she would never be a New York Times bestseller had 9/11 never happened. If you think about it, right? That's opportunism at its finest. But she says here on the back, regarding 9/11, I am often asked if I still think we should invade their countries, kill their leaders, and convert them to Christianity. The answer is now more than ever. I don't really need to say anything. What do you have to add? And she's a New York Times bestselling author. They're the heavy metal band that doesn't know they're gay. No? It's the funniest thing ever filmed, besides The Party with Peter Sellers. So go out and do yourself a favor. That's the funniest film ever made. Come on. Why isn't this working, Steve Hennessy? I have to blame someone else. Come on.